Blog Talk Radio.
We come to magnify your name. We come to give you all the praise for your love that never changes. Take this time today to lift your holy name. Come to lift the holy name. Sing hallelujah to the name.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of the Church of Christ at Redan Road, located in Lithonia, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today's words of encouragement will be presented by none other than Brother Ben Griffin. It is with great enthusiasm that I ask that you stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Griffin, you are on the air.
Good morning, everybody, everywhere. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Of course, it rained. Boy, didn't it rain last night. Well, if you're not in Georgia, if you just have to be somewhere else, but last night I thought all the plants was going to come up because it rained so hard. But it's beautiful, and we're going into the autumn. That's a word that we don't use much. We use summer, spring, fall. We don't use autumn much, but autumn is the time when all the leaves start changing. And of course, if you go up into the Carolinas later on, like over in October or something like that, boy, you'd be seeing some beautiful, beautiful trees that would be changing. And so this is the day that the Lord has made, and he has required of us and has called upon us to respond to his great gospel, to his great gospel. And this is a gospel call that goes out to everybody when he says, come unto me, all ye that are labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul. But there's a prayer request, too, that I heard the first part of the week from Rome, Georgia, at the Callahan Church of Christ. One of their emeritus used to be minister, who, and then he was an elder. He passed away last week, Brother Martin. And so we want to certainly send prayers up for that congregation. And I understand that the memorial service for his service, and I'll mention again probably next week, will be on the 27th. The memorial service for Brother Martin will be on the 27th in Rome, Georgia. One of the elders had passed away, and I had an opportunity to talk to his wife not too long ago. Matter of fact, that's the area. That is the area where Sister Pam, who's on this program quite a bit, her and Kayla and all, they live in that area in the Rome area, and I think that they actually go to that church. So anyway, we want to let them know that we recognize and that we are in prayer, congregation, and especially for his living spouse and those who are still around. And if you get an opportunity and you're in that area, then, of course, we'll give you more information about that next Wednesday when I'm on the program about being able to attend that program. So we want you to just be conscious of all of our sister congregations that are around and things that are going on with them. And we encourage you on this program that whenever we have an opportunity with the prayer call and we open up the lines, then let us know what's going on at your congregation or something that's sort. I know most of us, we talk about families and we talk about our friends and things that sort. But there are some other things that's going on that we need to know something about. So I wanted to mention that to you about the Callahan Church of Christ, which is not very far, which Rome, Georgia, is really not very far from us, more a little bit less than 75 miles, which is probably about the same distance from Georgia to Macon. And, of course, we got all of these areas close to us. We got Macon, we got Augusta, we got Montgomery, and we got Birmingham. This is sort of a circle. It's sort of a circle around Atlanta, which takes you less than 2 hours to get to most of these places. But we want you to remember that. Then there are probably some other people on this call. I know there's a prayer call that we want to send up from Paducah. And someone mentioned about somebody last night at the Bible study class at the Central Church of Christ, in Smyrna, Georgia. Some of our members mentioned that they had some relatives that's going to have an open heart surgery, and that matter of fact needs a heart. And so they're just people. Then we have one who, and I thought this was so faithful. One of our members who had some relatives up in the area of LJ. It's not very far from Atlanta, but it's up in up toward Blue Ridge. She had some family there that had passed away, and the funeral was Sunday. She came to church Sunday morning because the funeral wasn't until 2 o'clock or something. So she came to church Sunday morning, worshiped with us, and then immediately after I finished preaching, she got on the road and went to that funeral. Most people would not even think about worshiping in that kind of a situation. And so we're so thankful for her faith. We're so thankful for her faithfulness in that situation. She waited until the worship service was over, and then she went to that funeral. So there's so much things going on about us. Our kids are going back to school. Be careful in the school zone, and they have cameras now. I think you get a 30-day warning if you get caught. They're sending you through the mail with your license on the back of it, and you may not know it, but in most of these small streets, they got cameras going and coming. So be careful with our children so they can be safe on the highway as well as be safe in our school system, as it were. So Jesus gives us this invitation when he says to come unto me, all you that are labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul. We have some people on this program probably who some are members, some of your family members are not, some of your children may not be. And it's about time, really, for them to look into this thing about obeying the gospel for themselves. Now, I know that as a child, your mama take you to church, your daddy or your guardian or whoever you with, and they take you to church, and you learn pretty much, I want to use this terminology, you use their religion, because that's all you know. You just know where they go to church. You pretty much don't know why they go to church or how this is involving in their life, how this will affect their lives. But when you get a certain age, and I'm not going to put a particular age on that. I know that most people say that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, began to be active in his ministry when he was 12 years old. And for some reason or another, all my life, that's what I have heard, is that when you get 12 years old, you start to get religion of some sort. I don't want to put a stamp of approval on that. But I do know that all the young men, at least around the church that I was raised up, they was always said, boy, one of these days you're going to make a preacher. They always thought all the little boys didn't make no difference how bad it was or what they were getting into around to the church. Some of the older women would look at you with your little suit on, your necktie and everything, and they say, one of these days you're gonna be a preacher. And so there comes a time, though, that when you do get of age, whatever age that might be, that you'll have to accept Christ on your own, not on your mama's faith, not on your mama's belief. Some kind of way you're going to have to turn that thing around to where you now believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. One of these days, some kind of way, you're going to have to accept Christ on your own and actually live on your own and be responsible for your own sins, be responsible for your own action some kind of way. And so that's what that invitation is about. And so when we talk about we hope that our children obey the gospel and things like that, you probably just need to come right in and ask them, do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God? If they say yes, at that particular point, really, they are candidates, as we used to use that word, for baptism. Now, you might say, well, they don't know nothing about the communion, they don't know nothing about the collection, or they don't know nothing about what the Church of Christ is all about. Remember now, in Acts chapter 2, none of the 3,000 souls that obeyed the gospel that day knew anything about that. They didn't have no idea of what the church was all about and how we functioned and how we was going to do going forward. Remember, now, when they obeyed the gospel, 3,000 souls obeyed the gospel, the question was asked, what shall we do? What shall we do as response to what? As response of crucifying Christ, being a part of that whole organization, being a part of that whole rally, being part of that whole mob. I found out about mobs years ago. Mobs don't have no information. Most of the people who join a mob have no clue why the mob is mobbing. And that was in Jesus' day, and that's what's going on today. I know when we was in school, sometimes a couple of boys would get in a scuffle, and all you could hear around about him is say, fight, fight. Everybody run over there. Ain't nobody in that group got a clue as to how that fight got started, who started it, who's the problem, and they just join right in. Well, that's the same way that they did with Christ when he was crucified on the cross. They didn't have, most of them, so they asked this question. Men and brethren, what shall we do? We didn't know, but we really didn't realize. Now, how come I know that they didn't know? It's because Jesus said they didn't know. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do, or they know not the process of what's going on. They really think that I'm supposed to set up a brick-mortar clay building. They really think that I'm supposed to come down here some way and somehow overthrow the government, like we've been mentioning lately, overthrow the government and set up my own kingdom and get my own followers. But Jesus said, that's not it at all. I will go away and set up my kingdom, and then I'll come back for you later and bring you to my kingdom. And so the invitation was for those who on their Pentecost, they didn't know nothing about our whole structure of the Church of Christ. You know why I know? Because they were setting up the Church of Christ. The church had just started then. And so when 3,000 souls obeyed the gospel, here's what the Bible says to do in that situation. Teach them. You teach them the gospel. You teach them the good news. You teach them what they need to do, confess and to be baptized and to be a part of the body of Christ. And as a matter of fact, to be put in Christ. He said, that's what you teach them first. Then they are pricked to their heart to say that they need to be, that they need to repent and everything. He says, then you baptize them for the remission of their sin. Then in Matthew 28, he says, after that, you teach them again. This is a whole process. There's always a whole process in teaching people the gospel of Christ. And so you don't have to know everything about the church, and you don't have to know everything about all that we do. The first thing that you need to know is that you are a sinner, and that sin separates you from God, and that God continues to put out this call of an invitation to you to make that thing right. And once you do that, then you can continue to follow through with how we do this and what the Bible says about this and what the Bible says about that. In other words, Jesus is saying to each one of us, get rid of all your excuses and accept me before it is eternally too late. Our Father, we're so thankful for this day, and our prayers go out to the people at Callahan Church of Christ in Rome, Georgia, to those who may be in Paducah at the 9th Street Church of Christ, to those who are all around our country, many of the congregations who are up in Michigan and up in Detroit and who's up in Savannah and down in Florida and all down in the Carolinas or wherever it might be. Let us not only continue to give you the honor, the glory, and praise, but let us try to be a blessing to somebody on this particular day. Hey, Jesus loved you. He died for you, and he is coming again. And try to have a super duper week.